Recently on Makar Sankranti Day, I was in Johor, Mumbai. They had a very nice program. On the way back, when I was coming back to Vizag in the flight, I saw there was one very interesting magazine. I mean, the cover looks interesting because there was one photo of a Swamiji. And usually, I mean, when we are traveling, we try to just finish our rounds. But I saw Swamiji's photo and I thought, let me see what it is written. So I just opened the book. It was in Hindi. And Swamiji had written such a beautiful article about why we shouldn't criticize others. And it was mind-blowing. And I thought, I must share it with all the devotees out there. He said that in this world, all of us, we do some good karma and we do some bad karma. Now, whatever good karma we do or whatever bad karma we do, we need to bear the results in four ways, either or. What are the four ways? He said either your health will get spoiled, that is physical way, or mentally you will suffer, or there will be some problem in your relationships, or probably you will get some loss in your business or property, or some kind of a monetary financial loss. So he said, whenever we do some bad karma or good karma, this is the way we need to get, this is the way we get the fruits of it, you know, good or bad way. Now, he said a very interesting thing. He said, now what exactly happens when we criticize somebody? So he said, let's say for example, there are two ladies walking in a garden. Let's call them A and B. Let's say now A and B are walking in a garden. So A starts a conversation. She starts talking about some other lady somewhere. Let's call the other lady C. So A starts telling B, you know, C is like this and she's like that and she's not, you know, this is how she behaves with her mother-in-law and this is the problem with her and the other day what she did with the Bhakti Riksha program. So let's say she starts criticizing. Now the moment she starts talking about C, now wherever that Mataji C is, there will be a connection developed between A and C. Now what will happen, because she is criticizing C, whatever bad karma is there in the basket of C, a little bit of it will get transferred to A. Now what will happen with B? She's simply listening. But you know, we have a habit. We can't just simply listen. Because whenever there is a conversation, you know, both of them have to speak. Then the conversation is interesting. So when A starts speaking bad about C, then the B also puts in, you know, some of her, you are right, I know, yeah, she's like that, I know, you know, this is how she will start. The moment she starts saying that, she also develops a connection with C. So now a little bit of bad karma done by C that gets transferred to B. So now A got certain share of bad karma of C and even B got it. Now B has a little problem here. When A is talking about C, there is some other record going on in B's mind. What does B think? B thinks that, look, you are talking about C like that, but you are like that, you know. You are also like that. You also don't behave properly. She won't tell it out, you know. She won't speak it out, but it goes on in her mind. Now, because that is going on in her mind, not only does she get bad karma of C, she also gets a little bit karma of bad karma of A. So now, this is a scenario. Both of them have got a share of the bad karma of C. Now, there's a little problem here. Swamiji said that usually, whenever we talk to somebody, we have a habit of, you know, a little of superlative. We just make something, you know, somebody's dressed very well and say, wow, you look like a princess. Maybe she's not looking like a princess, but you want to express it very nicely. You add a little bit to that. Similarly, when we criticize also, we have a habit of adding a little bit. Maybe that person must have genuinely done something wrong, but we will add a little bit spices to it and make it more interesting. You know? Or probably we'll end up saying, oh, it's not today, she's always been like this, and she's always done this and done that. Now what happens? Till now, you criticize them, you got their bad karma transferred. But now when you mix something in that and spoke, now not only the bad karma gets transferred, your good karma gets transferred to C. So now imagine what we are doing day in and day out when we are talking about others. So we are criticizing them. We are simply taking their karma. And when we mix up something and exaggerate, then we give up our good karma to them. Right? And now Swamiji says something so interesting. He said, when you do bad karma, then you have to either or bear the fruits of that karma by either or all of these four ways. But when the bad karma of somebody else gets transferred to you, then it comes with interest. Then it is not either or, it is and. So that means that bad karma, that bad karma which is transferred to you, you will suffer the result with mental problem, physical problem, financial problem, relationship problem, all four of it with interest. So imagine what's happening with us. That is why I guess all the time in all the scriptures and all the classes that we hear, all the Goswamis, everywhere, everybody's mentioning this one thing. Don't criticize. Don't criticize others. Don't speak bad about others. Because this is the whole logic behind this. So we have to be so careful. Now sometimes a question may come into our minds. You know, there are some people, they're doing all the bad things, but they're always happy. When we get this question, you know, why are bad people, I mean, they're not doing nothing good, but they're happy. Why? Because of that bad person, hundreds of people are discussing. And the more they criticize him, they keep taking his karma, all the bad karma. And the more they exaggerate about him, they keep giving him their good karma. So that. But this whole thing that he explained was very inspiring to me. It was very touching. And I thought, once if somebody hears this, you know, even if we believe it or not, or we will be careful next time if somebody comes to us or tries to criticize in front of us, or a devotee or anybody, we'll be careful next time after we hear this. So we must be careful and not criticize devotees.